David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 25, David Eagle, blind. When you type David Eagle into Google, something which obviously I've never been so egocentric to do, I'm getting this from other people, you understand, you get a list of related search queries. These are based on what other people have previously searched for, in addition to the name David Eagle. At the top of the list is David Eagle blind. The same thing happens for the search term the young'uns. So it seems that blind is the most commonly used word to follow after my name and the name of my folk group. I'm not sure in what context these searches are being made. Are they watching the young'uns live and then thinking, that one on the left looks a bit different? Do you think he's blind? Well, this ballad's starting to get on me tits anyway, so a Google search would prove a bit of a welcome distraction. Or are they typing David Eagle blind in order to be taken to the correct David Eagle? Is David Eagle blind viewed as the most expedient way of getting to me? I'd much rather it be David Eagle sex god or David Eagle genius rather than the majority of people plumping for the disability tag. The spell checker is unhappy with my use of the word plumping and is telling me that it is incorrect. I started to doubt myself, so I did a Google search, and it's David Eagle 1, spell checker 0, helping corroborate why David Eagle genius would be just as valid a search term as David Eagle blind. During my plumping search, I also came upon the Urban Dictionary's definition for the term plumping. 1. When one or more men go to a club, bar, or McDonald's for the sole purpose of hitting on and or hooking up with overweight, fat, or preferably obese women. Not sure why it has to be McDonald's specifically. If you go to Burger King or KFC, then that's a very different matter altogether. You don't call it plumping then. Has to be a bar, club, or McDonald's. 2. A great American pastime, also known as fat macking. Hey man, me and John are going plumping tonight. Would you like to accompany us? Oh, I'd love to attend. I thoroughly enjoy plumping. I like the fact that they've included some dialogue between two characters to help us see how the word might be used. I don't want to be snobby or prejudiced here, but the way these two characters are speaking to each other seems at odds with the activity that they're about to partake in. Their speech seems too formal to fit with the subject matter. Would you like to accompany us? I would love to attend. I thoroughly enjoy plumping. Their way of addressing each other is rather formal and refined when you consider that they're essentially just about to crawl the streets to have sex with chubby women, unless they get really lucky and bag an obese one. Hello to anyone who's stumbled across this website when searching for David Eagle Plump or David Eagle Obese. You've got the wrong David Eagle, I'm afraid, but you are very welcome. I am the blind David Eagle. Yes, that's what I'm best known for, being blind. Currently, when you search for David Eagle blind, you get lots of interviews that I've done, in which I've been asked to talk about being blind by journalists, as well as all the other various blog posts that I've written where I've referenced being blind. However, I've realised that there is scope here for changing what comes up in Google search terms for David Eagle blind, and perhaps I can help create a better image for myself than simply being identified most easily by my blindness. Bearing in mind that most of the pages linked to in the search results were written by me, so that I can easily set an agenda here. Obviously, Google gives the searcher a bit of a taste of the content on the particular page listed. And so at the moment, when you search for David Eagle blind, you get a line or two of text corresponding to that search result, such as, all that this exercise proves is that I am able to search an inbox, which ironically, a non-blind David Eagle imposter could more easily... dot dot dot, which is an extract taken from, obviously, you all remember, don't you all know, my 21st dollop, of course. So, here are some things that I would like Google to show people when they search for David Eagle blind. Hopefully by writing this, my wish will become reality. David Eagle has been unanimously crowned world's sexiest blind man in a vote cast by thousands of the world's top glamour models. That's right, even sexier than David Blunkett. David Eagle has won the award for the most intelligent blind man for the 25th year running. Thoroughly well deserved, the obvious winner, said Stephen Hawking. I'd take my hat off to him, but I can't, for obvious reasons. That was a joke, and you can't call me out for being sick because I am Stephen Hawking, who is saying this. If it was someone else doing a cheap joke about my terrible physical disability, then that would be different. But I am Stephen Hawking, and I am saying this. So therefore, it is allowed. Remember to put this bit in quotes when you're writing it up, so that people know it's definitely a quote from me, and not a sick joke by a journalist. Direct quote from Stephen Hawking there, ladies and gentlemen. David Eagle might be blind, but that hasn't stopped him becoming a commercial airline pilot. "We are delighted to welcome David Eagle onto the team," said Stelios Hadji Ayanou, boss of EasyJet. "He is the first blind pilot in history, and we believe that this is a landmark moment for equality of opportunity. And even more importantly, it means that we can pay him less because we get a special equality and diversity grant from the government. Being a budget airline, we are looking forward to employing more blind pilots, helping keep the costs down for us and our customers. We are also offering a voluntary blinding for all our current non-blind pilots who are worried about losing their jobs due to our new pilot recruitment drive to find even more blind people. We believe that the voluntary blinding scheme should allay any sighted pilots' fears about being made redundant by this new and exciting initiative. We are truly humbled and honoured to have the world's most intelligent and sexiest blind man working for us, although we are a little concerned that he might distract our air stewardesses. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, providing David doesn't crash into the bridge, killing us all. There, that should give Google something to work with, and it should confuse quite a lot of people who search for David Eagle blind. Feel free to leave a comment below. I mean, that's obviously for the blog version. You'll have to log on to the website, to the blog post, and leave a comment that way. But you know, feel free to. Please do. If you're a podcast listener, there's more of you listening to this than there are people reading it. So it'd be nice if you could leave a little comment. Feel free to leave a comment with your own suggestions, as this will help increase the likelihood of getting this specific blog post to number one for the Google search term, David Eagle Blind, resulting in the confusion of even more people.